Just feel that beat and sing it.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Wednesday weather.
Well, a fine, dry and sunny afternoon continues across Essex with temperatures on the Big Drive Home still reaching 12 degrees. I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
So I'm going to take full responsibility for the beginning of the news where it just went and it does a little music thing because there was no one in this studio, was there? Because Jack had finished. I had no idea it was 3 o'clock. I'm
the
sitting there.
Sweat is dripping off my neck.
So what happened? You went. I was waving. And there was no one in here.
No, there was nobody in here.
That's
disgusting. And I was waving, and Tom was standing in front of me, but looking in the other direction. And I could see the little clock ticking, and I could hear the music. And then I thought, right, somebody's done something. So I ran the little button up, and I was like, at 3 o'clock.
No, nothing. No. Now what happens is when Jack finishes his show. What should happen is the next set of DJs come in and take over, responsible. I was outside, Scott's bought some chips from downstairs with cheese and bacon on them.
Yep.
That distracted me a lot. And so I was sitting there eating chips with Scott and then realised when it was going, do his aggo.
Yeah, yeah. Also, it's quite difficult to wave at someone through...
three panes of double glazed glass. Yeah. They can't hear you because of the soundproofing. That's the problem. Anyway, we're here. We're on. Let's press the buttons.
This is Radio Essex, the hits music station.
We play the hits.
Now, the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Better late than never. Right, 6 minutes after three, Wednesday on the Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott with Metro Boomin. This is Creepin'.
Turn it up. Sing it loud. Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Bells Only Jazzy, Make Me Feel Good, 12 minutes after three. Hello to Oscar Radley on the text. Afternoon, Chris and Scott. I rarely get the chance to tune into your show, but when I do, I always take the advice of my showbiz pals, Ross and John, and listen hard for some quality broadcasts, just like I do on the weekend late breakfast. What do you mean you listen hard?
Got to listen hard, because there will be some quality hidden in there.
Yeah.
All you got to do...
Hidden.
Yeah, is find it. You know, like Where's Wally? That game that you play.
That's the content for our show.
It's like that, really.
Yeah.
If you hear a bit of gold, you let us know.
That's it. And that's where the content is, within the bits that are hidden.
And then you can say, what's on to be alive, mate? Ross
McGrane. Exactly that. Valentine's last night. I celebrated that, as everyone knows, with a reheated dinner from the night before and Burnley-Watford on the telly, where Burnley equalised in the 94 and a half minute. So, great night.
Very frustrating great, for you, that. Yeah.
Great night, yeah.
Karen, have a good night?
Do you know what? She actually watched it with me.
That's because there was no other option.
I thought she might go into like another room and do a laptop or watch something else on another telly. But no, she went, no, I'll sit and watch it. She had some work to do, so she was watching the football. It was very romantic.
Nice.
Very romantic. I got my best Watford top.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Which I think, you know, looks good on me.
Yeah, what, the one you were wearing yesterday.
I dressed up. Some Watford shorts. Didn't do the socks, just Watford shorts.
Do you know what? If you were sitting there like a full kit person, that would have been the best.
It was horrible to watch. Vision. It was 1-0. We played so well, and then 94, like 4.5 minutes into injury time, bosh, they score. But there you go. What about you? Let me just recap.
Okay.
So Scott decided yesterday to outdo me, and I know you're thinking, how would he have outdone the Valentine's that you offered your wife? Because that was incredible. What he did was he decided to cook something really nice for himself and his wife, Kerry, for Valentine's evening. So before he came to work, he chucked a load of stuff in a slow cooker and showed me a picture that Kerry had taken of it about 4 hours later. And I would describe it, it looked like chicken in water. It looked like you were having boiled chicken for dinner. That's what it looked like. Where the water normally goes into a gravy substance and it looks amazing like in a bolognese, yours just looked like chicken in water with some carrots.
Yeah, now that is what it looked like.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you can sort of sense by my sort of like, I've got a little smug look on my face about it. It's smug.
Did it taste nice?
Right, so I'm gonna tell you a little story, actually.
Go on.
This is what happened. So I left here thinking, oh no, I'm gonna go home, dinner's gonna be awful. On the way home, Kerry had phoned me and said, we're up Canvey. Do you want to meet us there? We went to the amusements. I know a guy in there. He's called Rob. And he kept the amusements open for me a little bit longer.
God,
just
nice.
So I could go in there. Really, really nice. So we done that. Got back. And the kids had eaten, Kerry and the kids had eaten chips, you know, out of desperation because they're thinking there's no dinner.
There's no dinner at home.
We're not eating that dinner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We walk in and now I shred the chicken a little bit.
Yeah.
Add the tiniest bit of thickener, like, you know, a bit of like corn flour, whatever, blah, blah. Yeah. Thicken it all up. Oh my God, this
was
dinner,
it nice?
It was sublime.
Did the water go gravy colour then?
Absolutely, right. So what looked like a joke dinner.
It was chicken and water when you showed me a picture of it. It literally looked like water and chicken.
Well, let me tell you, right, because I'd added load, like previously I'd already added all the spices and stuff like that. When I, so now I'm eating, everyone else has eaten because Scott's dinner's going to be disgusting.
Yeah.
They're all going, ooh, can I have a little bit? Kevin comes home. He's already had dinner around his girlfriend, so he tries it. He's having it for dinner tonight. That's how nice it is. Kerry then comes in after. She's caned this dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
She walks in, she went, ooh, can I have a little bowl? So she has a bowl. Everyone's having a piece of it,
it's
mate.
A beautiful thing.
It's amazing.
If you think you had a more romantic or less romantic night than us, I'd like to know what happened to you last night. What did you eat? What happened? What went wrong? What went right?
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
Your Valentine's experience, let us know. You know where we are. It's Radio SXLF System and Hungry. It's Chris and Scott on the big drive home. Luckily for the Robinson family last night, they weren't hungry because it turned out the dinner was nice.
Dinner was beautiful.
And it was romantic, as was Gary and Chalmo's night. Hi, guys, for the Valentine's experience. Had a lovely meal with the wife at Le Bouchon. Oh, very nice. Somebody's doing well. Then we went home and had a lovely evening in, says Gary.
Nice.
Alison says, my husband did exactly the same as Chris, watched the football, so I went next door and watched something else instead.
Not so good then.
Romantic.
Yes.
Trev, favourite taxi driver in the world. What'd you get up to last night, Trev?
What's happening, fellas? It's Trev here. I'm actually going on my Valentine's night tonight.
Nice.
I've booked the Seven Hotel in Westcliff. Me and Paul are in the car now, literally on our way there now.
Five star.
I can't wait to get there. It looks absolutely amazing. Five star. And
four stars, that was.
Pretty much, don't laugh. But the method in my madness is,
yeah,
if you go a day after,
it's cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Thrifty and romantic.
Paul was just saying something about Tesco's club.
He probably got points on his club card as well. I mean, everyone's a winner there.
Well done.
20 past three. Let us know what you got up to last night. 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app. Travel on the way. Key under Crow and Marshmallow with Anne Marie next. It's Radio Essex.
I'll be waiting.
Keon the Crow and I'll be waiting. Such a talent. What a voice he's got as well. And bit of a radio presenter as well, I've heard.
Yes.
Now, I'm not condoning having a radio presenter team up with a pop star, because, I mean, that just sounds mental.
Yes, silly. I mean, what do they know about radio?
Exactly. Like us radio people.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do a radio show as a professional radio broadcaster with a pop star. I mean, I don't understand how that would even work.
It'd be embarrassing.
Well, it's happening tonight.
It's not.
Yeah. Joe Kinch is doing the evening show between 8 and 9 with Keon the Crow.
That's a pop star.
Yeah.
And a DJ.
Muscling in on his mate's radio show. I don't even understand how they even get away.
As an idea, I don't think it'll work.
I don't think it'll work, but you can listen tonight from 8 here on Radio Essex. Keon the Crow, Joe on the radio with Keon the Crow on the front. They're here from 8 o'clock tonight. Enjoy that. It's Radio Essex, Marshmallow and Anne-Marie with friends. It's 3:32, big drive home. It's Chris and Scott. Thank you very much for your Valentine's night. Not necessarily all disasters, but thank you very much for all your comments about Valentine's night. A couple more. Oscar Radley says, I actually had my Valentine's day on Monday. I had to, as she was committed to going out with her husband on Tuesday, says Oscar. There's another listener there with funny gags.
That's funny.
Well done, Oscar. I don't think we should let Oscar listen to this.
No, Oscar, come on, mate, come on.
Tom from Cafe 316 says, all right, lads,
So last night, me and the wife, we had lasagna for dinner on the couch. Something way too fizzy. Well, you need a plate. You don't just chuck lasagna on the couch and eat it on the couch.
A bit uncouth.
Something way too fizzy to go with it. The Christmas movie, Violent Night, on the telly. Follow me on Facebook for more marital hints and tips, says Tom from Cafe 316. The Christmas movie Violent Night and lasagna on the couch. I actually reckon Burnley Watford's more romantic.
Is it?
I think so.
Well, you ruin the couch and it's not a good feel.
Amy in Colchester. Hi, guys. Had an absolute mare last night for my Valentine's meal. Oh. So this year, it's the first year me and my girlfriend have a Valentine's. So I thought I'd surprise her with a lovely home-cooked lamb shank.
Oh, I like a lamb shank.
And mash.
Oh.
This is good. Maybe with a little bit of that. What's it called, the gravy, the thick gravy? Is it called dew?
Yeah.
I think that would work quite nicely with that. Things didn't go quite to plan as I ended up burning it. So I chucked it all away because I was so embarrassed. Ended up getting a takeaway. My girlfriend then asked me, how comes we got a takeaway? So I fessed up and told her about it, only for her to say, I quite like burnt food.
Oh, what a nightmare. So I scooped it out of the bin and we're having it tonight.
Yeah, nice. Amy in Colchester, thank you very much for that. Right, it is 25 to 4. It's the big drive home on Radio Essex. We're on till 6. Jojo on the radio from 6. 7.77. Kian Crow. Loads of people texting, going, are you joking? No, he's on tonight, 8 o'clock with Joe Kinch. That happened. Right, coming up, Ray. We've got H and Ashanti on the way with Baby as well. But I still love this tune. Always feel I'm going to play the wrong version of it. I check it every time. It's Venby and Goddard, Messy in Heaven. It's Radio Essex, Venby, Goddard, Messy in Heaven. 3.37, Chris and Scott. Big drive home for Wednesday. So I've been really proud of myself since Christmas. I've been going to the gym regularly, keeping fit, keeping healthy. I walked into the gym today healthier than I walked out of the gym today.
It
went the wrong way. I was in better condition when I went into the gym this morning than I was when I came out of the gym.
Okay, explain.
I walked into the gym without limping.
Yep.
I walked out the gym with a proper limp.
When you just got up a little while ago, I noticed you was limping, but we was on the radio. So
I'm in pain.
What have you done?
Something's gone wrong in my calf. And the problem with the calf... You use it a lot.
You do for the walking.
Generally driving, walking.
Or what, calf?
Yeah, the calf, the left calf. No, but the automatic's fine. The right calf would be worse because the accelerator. But I can't get I can't put my left leg anywhere in the car. It just hurts.
Oh, that's not good, Chris.
And I keep trying to stretch it out. I knew it was going. My physio said the other day, make sure you stretch those calves before you do your running. And I went, of course. I'll spend 20 minutes doing stretches.
Straight on.
Straight and cold. Yeah. Little jog. Thought it was hurting while I was jogging, but then got into the jog and I was like, oh, I'll just carry on. It's fine. It's really,
it's not fine.
It's really hurting now. Studio stinks of deep heat. So I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's pungent.
Yeah, so I'll get it fixed. But what I thought, does everyone have a gym story? A lot of people have a story about, once I went to the gym.
Well, yeah, I mean, I must have told this on the radio before, but I mean, it's well worth another visit.
Go on.
Not for me.
Go on.
Well, do you remember when I opened the gym last year?
Yes.
That went so well, didn't it?
You're the showbiz celebrity opening gym session that I didn't get invited to.
Yeah, no, that went, I think...
Can you recap?
Yeah. So what I'd done was, it was Virgin Gyms, and they're opening a new one, and it was like... Better than a normal gym. This was like one where, you know, like a Ninja Warrior?
Yeah.
So it was like a Ninja Warrior. It's in Brentwood, this one. It's fantastic if you want to go and visit. I opened that red carpet thing with the mayor. And they said, do you want to go on they don't call it Ninja Warrior, but the assault course thing. I was doing very well. I don't know if anyone knows, if you listen to the... I'm a little bit, just a smidge.
A little bit competitive.
Just only
a tiny bit. I remember from the title fight. I mean, I hardly noticed.
So, yeah, exactly. So what you had to do was you had to, like, press buzzers.
Yeah.
They might be high, they might be... And, you know, and I was smashing it. I was doing really well.
Amazing.
Got a photographer. He's following me around, taking pictures and stuff.
That good PR for them.
Yeah, you know, really...
Scott from Five, loving their gym.
Yeah. Some really good action shots.
Yeah.
It was fantastic going swimming. really going really well, going really well. And then, I jumped up on this thing and I thought, well, it's only a little way down, I'll just jump down, you know, because I'm sprightly, I'm young, I'm physically fit.
Mm-hmm. When was the last time before that you'd been to the gym?
Oh, you know, about 10 years.
Yeah, 10 years,
I'd say.
Yeah.
So I jumped down.
Yeah.
And I sort of twisted my ankle just a little bit. When I say just a little bit, I mean it ballooned up that quickly. You know, like the pain was so bad, I went numb. The whole body went numb. And I sat down. I didn't even have a couple of tears in my eyes, I think. not loads. And
not as many as their PR department.
No, the photographer's still taking pictures, which I thought was weird.
Yeah.
If you can check this out, I'm the first name in the accident book because they had been open for
minutes.
About 12 minutes, I think.
Yeah, minutes.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, that made me feel better. I think my worst gym story would have to be on the treadmill, taking my jumper off, my sweatshirt off.
I mean, laughed a lot at this.
And I thought, I don't know if, I've mentioned it before on the radio, but if you haven't heard the show before, I literally thought, but I can take my jumper off if I'm walking or running down the street quite easily. So there won't be any difference on a treadmill. Wrong. As soon as it had gone over my eyes, I was all over the shop.
You didn't know where you were.
I was everywhere. And then I was fat down on my treadmill, and then it went backwards and landed me in the wall. And then because the wall gap, I still have my arms and my nipple area still on said rubber thing going round and round and round. I burnt my nipples a little bit. A little bit of problems on my chest and a little bit on the underarm.
I remember you coming in the next day, battered and bruised.
I had like bruises under my chin.
Yeah. Oh, it was good.
Everyone's got a gym story. I'd love to hear yours. 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. Grab us on the app as well, and we'll do some of those in a second. 3:42 on the big drive home. Radio Essex, Sabrina Carpenter, and she's talking nonsense. That's the name of the song. It's Chris and Scott. We're doing a similar thing.
We are.
It's Wednesday. Thank you very much to Fran and Billericke. Love Chris's story about the gym. That's hilarious. I used to use the gym. A couple of years back, ended up quitting because of this. So basically, I've never used the showers in the 2 years I've been going to the gym. Used to use the gym, go home, shower home. A lot of people do that. So I thought for once, why not try out what's the worst that can happen? Mm-hmm. So I went into the showers with all my clothes and gym stuff, because I expected there'd be like a hook or something that I can put my stuff there.
I didn't have
the padlock. Turns out there wasn't. Making it worse, it was a motion activated shower.
Oh no.
So I basically left the gym soaked in all my clothes, my gym bag, everything dripping wet. Never went back to that gym now, out of embarrassment.
Well, yeah, no, I think you've done the right thing.
Deb says, I only have good memories. I remember when I had defined muscles. I need to get back into it, especially now my garage home gym is almost ready. If you've got a gym in your house, you have no excuse not to use the gym.
Yes, you have.
What?
Because I had a home gym at one point. It was just in the garage.
Yeah.
And you still got to motivate yourself to go in there.
I just find it difficult. I've got a gym membership at a local gym. The parking is awful. So by the time I get into the gym, after finding somewhere to park and getting tickets and blah, 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 I'm already stressed. My heart rate, you know, when you get on the treadmill to get your heart rate, I'm already there. From parking, I'm there on the school run. My heart rate's already elevated. So now I've got a treadmill at home. That is easier because you get up, you put your gym stuff on, you go downstairs, have a cup of tea or whatever. Then you pop into the little bit where it's not, I haven't got a gym. I've got literally a treadmill in the corner of a room. You go in it, you jump on it, do a bit of running, and you're at your house. You've got all your clothes, you've got everything there.
You know, it is good. I mean, I joined a gym once. It sounds like a made up story. It's not. It's the utter truth. Yeah, I'll tell you what gym it was. It was David Lloyd.
I remember this, and I can back you up. It's true.
I had three years of that.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. You were there a lot.
I was there a lot, Chris. You are right. I never went in the gym.
No, you went to the used the restaurant a lot, didn't you?
They had curly fries and a Stella Pump.
Curly fries at the David Lloyd. They were the days.
Curly fries and a Stella Pump. I used to go there every day.
I used to use the gym for an hour, and then unwind everything I did with a bowl of curly fries.
But I'd already be sitting there, wouldn't I?
Yeah,
a pint of Stella.
And your curly fries.
Yeah, yeah. I don't even know what the gym looked like.
Do you remember that was like, when was that?
That was like
2000, 2001.
It would have been like 2003.
I tell you how long it was. You were allowed to smoke?
Yes.
In the gym restaurant?
Yeah, you were, yeah.
You could come out in the gym, have a cigarette, some curly fries, and a pint of Stella.
Pint of Stella is a good pint of Stella,
isn't
it?
Yeah, no, it's not like that anymore.
No.
It's all healthy food and you can't smoke.
Oh, well, I won't join then.
David Lloyd is good. Yeah, I've go there every now and again. Karen's a member of there.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I go in there, you get a guest pass. It's not, I like that.
Oh, yeah, I play tennis there. It's brilliant.
But the place that I just find it a lot easier at home because I don't have to worry about, because sometimes, like, there's other people in the gym.
That's not good, is it?
Not in my gym, there's not. It's just me. Sometimes the cat walks past. Have you seen a cat on a treadmill? No, I don't do that. right. No, she walked on it once when I come off the treadmill because I was stretching.
You could have just said you'd seen it on YouTube.
No, I come off the treadmill. I didn't do this. I got off the treadmill to stretch my calf and the thing was still going round and the cat got on the treadmill and then just started galloping on the treadmill. It was possibly the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Brilliant.
Sam Smith coming up with Calvin Harris. Nikki, yours with Sunroof. Have an update, news and travel next.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
We're playing a good game in the studio, Stevie.
Oh, what is it?
We're playing only 7 football clubs have ever won the Premier League.
Name them.
Name them.
Right, here we go.
Here we go.
Wait a minute. Is this the Premier? No, wait a minute. Is this...
Wow.
No, wait a minute. This... Right. Manchester United.
Yes.
Yeah. Chelsea.
Yes.
Leicester.
Yes. You didn't say Chelsea.
No, yeah, I haven't said yet.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What have I said?
Man United.
Man United.
Chelsea and Leicester, you said.
Leicester. Man City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Come on, Stevie. You've got this. This is. You've got this.
Right. Arsenal.
Yeah.
I was going to say Arsenal, but I thought, nah, they've never won it.
Wow. Now you'd be thinking of Tottenham.
Right, and the last one, if I get...
Oh, you've got two left. You've got two left.
Two?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Blackburn Rovers.
Yes.
Yes.
And you got one
oh
left.
Oh, my God.
And one left.
One left, go on.
Oh, my God. How did I get Blackburn Rovers?
I mean, I can't believe you got Blackburn
Neither
Rovers.
Did I.
Yeah, what about Eagles? Eagles?
Oh, Liverpool.
Yeah.
Well done.
Blackburn Rovers is in the pub quiz world. That's the body shop.
I missed that Chelsea, but I would have got
that.
I did not
as well.
Have a single clue about where
you got that knowledge from.
Blackburn Rovers.
How have you got that?
Well, Tom asked me just now in the adverts.
How many
Scott,
you...
Scott was in the toilet? I got 7, but the only reason I got Blackburn Rovers is because Watford played Blackburn Rovers on Saturday just gone, and I was there, and the Blackburn Rovers sing "Champions of England" is something you will never sing. And I remember saying to the boys, oh, yeah, they won, because they had, like, Alan Shearer and... Well, we'll leave you to ponder that.
Well done, Stevie.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Drive on, here we go. Radio Essex.
It's good knowledge, Stevie. It's brilliant knowledge.
I'm still shocked.
And there's our head journalist there, Stevie Shillinglaw. Right, it's 6 minutes after 4. It's the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex.
Are listening to Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex. Nikki Yore and Sunroof have mine open today.
And the
I haven't got a sunroof, just used tin opener. And similar effect. No, I have got a sunroof. It was good. It felt good vibes.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, good vibes. It's lovely outside. Beautiful. Nikki York, Big Drive Home, 12 minutes after 4. It's Chris and Scott. We did a little bit of wild thoughts yesterday on the show. These are random voice notes that Scott sends the producer at all sorts of weird times in the morning. And yesterday, Tom wasn't here, so we played around with it a little bit. We recapped, obviously, your world... I mean, this is world famous now. This is time-stamped. I mean, just imagine this. You're at home. You're producing the Big Drive Home, okay? You're at home. You're with your partner at the time?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's lying in bed, 2:27, probably asleep, I'd imagine.
Do you want to know what time it actually was?
Yeah.
Quarter to one in the morning.
He's lying in bed with his girlfriend. Oh, got a little text. Oh,
yep.
It's Scott with a voice note. These are what Scott sends me to give me ideas of what we can use on the show. Let's have a listen to what Scott sent at 12:15 in the morning.
Picture of me in the toffee apple. 5 years old.
So, what did you do with that information?
I held on to it.
Probably listen to it again, I'd imagine.
Yeah, and
just in case you missed something, I'll just have another listen to that.
Picture me in the toffee apple. 5 years old.
I worry about myself just a little bit.
Yeah. And then it goes up on the group chat, so then I get on the WhatsApp. Oh, somebody's in. Somebody's working hard tonight.
Picture me in the toffee apple. 5 years old.
I'll ask him about this tomorrow. I'm going to bed. That's pretty much what's happened. So, so these are basically Scott's wild thoughts. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. And we've got a new one. This has come from a long time ago. He's delved into the archives.
Yes.
Because it was bad. It was boring that you remembered them, so we've now gone back a year. Here we go. This is a brand new one. And it's just come through. What time is it? Do you remember the timestamp on this?
I think this was about 2:30, actually.
2:30. This was this is after
on a Saturday.
Gig. You're probably in Butland somewhere. 2:30 in the morning. I know. I'll send a voice note to Tom.
Yeah.
And this is the voice note.
How wet can the towel be? And yet it can't dry you.
Play that again.
I don't even understand. Okay, let's hear it again.
How wet can the towel be? And yet it can't dry you.
Because the thing is, I don't think I was at a gig. If I remember, this would have been getting out of the hot tub, I
think.
Right. And listen to the last bit. And so I can't dry.
How wet can the towel be? And yet it can't dry.
Right, so let me try and work out what...
Because we got,
This
is something you've sent through that we can run a text on for an hour. So I'm not sure that's going to happen. Because I don't know what the answer is. I don't know how you would describe the answer on the radio.
Well, how wet can a towel be until it can't dry you anymore? How wet can a towel be until it actually makes you wetter?
Well, it depends. If you weren't in a hot tub and you just wrapped yourself in a wet towel, you'd be wetter than you were before you put the towel around you.
Okay, what about you get out of the hot tub? Like, I mean, I was in the hot tub last night.
Yeah.
And you have to get out a couple of times, go to the toilet, because you can't do it in there.
No.
And then on the last one, when I got out, I would have said...
The towel's wet.
Oh, this towel's not drying me anymore. So I would say... It's hard to put a gauge on, isn't it?
It's hard. It's hard to... For a listener, it'd be hard to text a radio station with an answer to that question using a mobile phone.
Sometimes these thoughts in my head might not even be for the show. It could be just that I'm asking Tom.
So you sent this to me to ask me?
Well, it's a question, isn't it? I was waiting there, freezing cold, no towel, thinking, well, this towel ain't driving. Maybe Tom will know.
Tom's job is to help us out while we're on the radio between 3 and 6. I don't think it extends to 2:30 on a Saturday night when you have questions about your towel. I don't think that, I mean, or toffee apples. Because this to come through on your phone.
How wet can the towel be? And yet it can't dry you.
What is it with me and the really long gap?
You do a lot of pauses, don't you?
Picture me in the toffee apple.
Pause.
5 years old.
There you go. And it's the same length as well.
Picture me in the toffee apple.
1, 2.
5 years old.
2, and then...
How wet can the towel be?
1, 2.
And yet it can't dry.
It's exactly the same gap. It's the same pause. It's like a template.
It's literally like, that's my brain whirring going...
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
It's
brilliant. If you've got anything to add on that,
I don't think they will.
Please get involved on the text. We'll do that for the next hour.
I'd like to know.
Okay. When I was you, all I get is wild thoughts. You know where we are, Essex. It's Radio Essex, Taylor Swift, Lavender Haze. I'll remind you what we're talking about right now.
How wet can the towel be? And yet it can't dry you.
Chloe says, hi guys, it blows my mind that you have to re-wet your towel when you wash it, only to then dry it, then make it wet again to dry you again. That's a good point, actually, Chloe.
Do you know what, Chloe? That would have made more sense if you had sent a voice note. I'm thinking.
Deb said, Scott, the issue and the solution to every question is rum.
Yep. I concur.
Angie said in Wisconsin, she's one of our American international listeners, because Essex is the biggest county in the world.
It is.
It stretches to Wisconsin.
Yeah, of course.
She says 100% wet before it can't dry you anymore, so it has to be 100%. But I don't know when you know if it's 100% wet.
Well, every part of the towel
is soaking wet.
It's sodden, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be it. Thank you, Angie. What have you got? You done any Google searching on this, producer Tom?
Yeah, so I'm looking it up at the moment.
Yeah.
It looks like Scott is the only person in the history of the
question.
World
who has asked
this question.
Who knew?
Well, see, I'm a unique character.
Most people are asking if towels can dry in a dark room.
But of course they can.
Sorry, what?
How? What does that even mean? Can towels dry in a dark room?
So I've searched it up and...
Can towels dry you in a dark room?
No, can towels dry in a dark room?
Of course they can.
Of course they... Why couldn't they?
I don't know.
Hang on. So you're telling me... Stop. You've saved my bacon. Right, Tom. Right, so picture this. You've got a towel.
Yeah.
And you've put it on a clothes horse in your kitchen.
Right.
And the light's on. Right?
Yeah.
It's drying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Turn the light off. What's it doing?
It's drying still.
Still drying, isn't it?
I think what the question is if you put your towel in, like, the conservatory, and because you've got glass windows, it heats up because it's sunny, that then dries the clothes because the room's warm because of the sunshine. So if the room's dark, would it still dry? The answer's obviously yes. Because if you put your towel on...
Right, Tom.
If it's in the conservatory, how?
Because it's not in the washing machine anymore. It's not covered
in
water.
It's cold.
But it's still dry.
Tom, if you got out of the bath,
yeah,
and you stood, you didn't have a towel, your mum's not in, Steph's not in, and you go, oh, no towel. If you stood in the bathroom with the lights off for 10 minutes, would you dry?
No, because you've got a towel.
Oh, no, he doesn't think he's going to dry.
Of course you would dry.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course you would. So if you come into work, right?
Yeah.
And it's raining, and you walk from your car to the office, you don't leave at 7:30 still soaking wet.
Well, no, because that's rain.
Which is made out of water.
What's the difference? Maybe you should send voice notes in.
Well, it rains water, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but it's like devil
effectively
water.
It's different water. I thought you said devil water then. I was like, what?
Right.
It's different water. It's not a different water, though, is it?
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. It's water.
It's rainwater.
Yeah, but what's the difference? What's the difference?
Well, that's rainwater and one shower water.
But it's the same thing, isn't it? It all comes from the same place. The clouds and the sea and everything, and it goes over that side. Do you remember this at school? And then the reservoir, and then into your taps, and then out again, and sky, clouds, evaporation, that.
Is that
me?
No, not just you. You don't think... You genuinely, in your mind now, don't think that... So, if you washed a towel... And just left it in a dark room for 500 years, wet towel. It's the same wet.
No, of course it wouldn't be. What if you had a heater? What if you put your towel on?
If you had a heater, it makes more sense.
Okay.
Okay, but no one's turning a heater on at the moment, are they? No one's turning a heater on. So you've got a clothes horse. So I put a washer.
It would take longer, I'll give you that.
Yeah,
it would
take
longer.
Yeah.
So I've got, if you put your washing out, And then it gets dry, and then you leave it out for too long. Then there's moisture in the air when it gets darker. It can dampen your clothes because obviously it's outside and it's cold, right? So it can actually have the opposite effect. If it's indoors and there's no difference in temperature, whether the light's on or off, let me tell you, my friend, it'll dry.
Maybe you've got a child with you on half term, 7 years old, 8 years old. Maybe they could come on and explain it to Tom.
Yeah, because they would understand it would work.
Get in touch with us. And we'll get you on. And if you've got like a 7 or 8 year old that can explain this to Tom.
6 year old.
That would work fine for us. Get in touch with us and we'll give you a ring back and we'll get you on. Right, Lewis Capaldi coming up with Forget Me. And we'll update the latest on the roads in Essex next on The Big Drive Home. It's 4:25. Afternoon.
How wet can the towel be? Is that it can't dry you.
Wild thoughts there from Scott on his voice note. Lewis Capaldi as well with Forget Me. So I think we've pretty much done the towel thing. The answer, we don't really know the answer to the question, how wet does a towel be before it can't dry you anymore? I think 100% is the correct answer.
I think so.
Because if it's 97% wet, there's still 3% of dryness in the towel, which could probably dry bits
3%
of you.
Yeah,
bits of you. Then we got confused because the rain and the shower situation with Tom. to explain to Tom, it was the same water from the rain as in the shower. Same thing. Deb says, Tom, I think you need to reset your brain. Read this and you can establish your intelligence. Says, I know you're clever, really. And it's all about rainwater and stuff. Aretha says, Tom needs to ask for a raise if he's going to listen to Scott's wild and funny voice notes at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Do you want a raise, Tom?
Yeah.
Definitely. What about 50p extra a week?
That's good.
It's better than anyone else is getting.
I could buy a meal deal with that.
Easily.
You get half a cheeseburger.
I'll personally do that for you.
Nice.
More wild thoughts as they come in from Scott, and we're delving into the archives as well, just to get some real gems in there.
I hope there's not many more.
We'll do. There probably are. Yeah. looking at my WhatsApp group on my phone, there's a lot.
Oh, good.
They come in a lot.
I don't remember doing them, which is bad, isn't it?
There's some that are unbroadcastable, though, aren't there?
Yes, there's a lot of them.
A lot of them are unbroadcastable. And some of them I can't play out loud in front of my kids.
Oh, yeah, you never play them out.
And at the end of the message, you go, oh, by the way, don't play this in front of the kids. And I'm like, too late. Thank you. Dermot Kennedy, Kiss Me. It's 4:41, Big Drive Home. Hi to Nick. He says, hey, Tom. Oh, you get your own emails through now, your own text. Wow. Hey, Tom, feel sorry for you. But equally quite like you. So for that reason, I'm happy to give you a one-to-one lesson on liquid chemistry and the second law of thermodynamics. This is super basic stuff, bud. Lots of love, Nick. So
there's a big word in there.
Yeah. Thermodynamics.
Yes.
It's a big nut.
It is a big
I like that word.
Useful knowledge. Carol says, hi, guys. Could you settle a debate for me? Does Chris do the voiceover for SEHBAC? It really does sound like him. Thank you. Yeah.
It is Chris.
I've been found out.
It is Chris.
Yes, that is me, Carol. Thank you very much for noticing. Get the windows. Louise in Billericay. Hi, guys. Are you able to mention it's my son Aiden's birthday today? Or is that not a thing you're allowed to do? It's his 13th birthday, just in case you're not allowed to mention it. So not, done that.
Not allowed to mention it.
Still not doing birthdays?
No. I think he's got to the point now where we're in a little bit of trouble.
Why? Because that email we got last week?
Yeah, the email we got last week and the fact that...
Well, it's more of a threat, but yeah.
Tom, I've got to get something off my chest.
Yeah?
Yesterday, when you wasn't here, we solicited for birthday.
What?
Yes, we did.
Yesterday, we was feeling really rebellious and a bit brave because you wasn't here. And we quite literally said, any birthday shout out?
We said, if you have a birthday this year, let us know when it is. And we'll give you a mention now because that will cover us off for the year. Because we know, though, deep down, we don't do birthdays.
Yeah, so we cannot, unfortunately...
No, Louise in Billericay. We can't do that. Happy birthday, Aiden. 13. Well, first one from the teens. We can't even entertain it. We can't give it any airtime. The reason is because our bosses have told us, and they're quite right.
No one cares.
No one cares. Apart from you and Aiden, no one else cares.
I get pulled into meetings. I get pulled into meetings about this.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, because what they're saying is it's self-indulgent. It's like... only Louise and Aiden care about Aiden's 13th birthday. I don't mean this offensively, Aiden, but I don't care, mate. I personally don't care.
I like a birthday.
I love a birthday.
Aiden's birthday is going to be exceptionally good.
I would love nothing more
to
go... Happy birthday, Aiden.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Aiden.
13. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip! Hooray! Hip hip!
Hooray!
One for luck. Hip hip!
Hooray!
But we just can't do it.
Can't do it.
So... thank you very much for your text, Louise. Sorry we couldn't help you out with that. And,
Stop asking. Maybe just
throw a really nice party for him and buy him all the things he wants.
Stop asking.
But don't ask us anymore to do birthdays. We're not allowed to do them. It's 4:45. Woo! It's Radio Essex. Pink and Never Gonna Not Dance Again. It's Chris and Scott, the Big Drive Home. We've got a great story for you, Scott, after 5. And you, Essex. You're so nervous. What? I know that Arsenal are playing Man City tonight, but I've never seen you so nervous.
I think it's one of the biggest games Arsenal have ever played, haven't it?
It's a big one.
I think
it is a big one. A couple of people on the text have said, is Scott all right? Because I'm very nervous. A lot of Arsenal fans nervous.
It's literally, I'm not, I know it's not talk sport, but it's just, it's such a big game. If we win, it takes so much pressure off us and it propels us into a real chance.
Yeah.
If we lose, I think they know how to do it and it's all over. I think it's that big tonight.
Yeah. I won't text you.
Don't.
I ring him sometimes 10 minutes into the game. I'm like, mate, any chance for chat? Feeling a bit down. And you'd expect a friend to go, mate, yeah, what? Nah. Yeah, can you ring me about an hour?
About an hour. Don't do anything silly. Ring me in an hour.
I always do it for a laugh.
Yeah.
I won't do it tonight. I will leave you alone tonight. Arsenal, Man United, Man City kicking off at 7:30 on the telly box. And watch it just to see how Scott's gonna be tomorrow. It defines how the show goes tomorrow. Just saying.
If we lose, yeah, I mean, not, I don't think I'll listen. Be here.
Go to Heart tomorrow. If they lose, just listen to whatever they do on Heart, because this will be awful.
But let me tell you, if we win,
it'll be the greatest show
you've ever.
Towels and all sorts. I mean, it'll be a big show.
It will be the greatest show, man.
I'm going to tell you what somebody in Telford stole 200,000 of. He didn't steal one of them. He stole 200,000 of them.
I'm interested.
Details coming. This is a tease. Details coming up after five. Keep them through the ad breaks and the news and the travel and the songs, and then they come back because they have to know the answer.
We should do this more.
Yeah. So we're teasing now, professionally. And that information's coming up after news and travel and a couple of tunes next on The Big Drive Home.
I'm Stevie Shillinglaw. You're up to date.
With your vast football knowledge that you have now, give me the Arsenal Man City score, please, tonight.
Whoa,
what's the matter?
Right, I'm not sure. I don't like this game.
I was notoriously good at this before.
Yeah, you were.
I think... I was just trying to reread my own script. I think it will be 3-2 to Arsenal. I think Arsenal.
Woo! I doubt it. I'm too nervous to talk at the moment.
I'm going 2-2.
You're going 2-2.
That was the score that flashed into my mind.
So, well, mate, always go with that.
No, but I think Arsenal will win 3-2. They're playing at home, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I wrote the script. Yep, they're heading to North London. Yep.
What about you, producer Tom?
Let's go 2-1.
2-1 to...
Yeah, to the Arsenal.
Oh,
right, see, now it's going wrong now, because what it is everyone's giving...
We've jinxed it for you.
Everyone's saying that Arsenal win. I'm so nervous that if you're asking me...
Would it
can
help if
win?
The whole of Essex gave us predictions?
Yes. No, it wouldn't. Yes. No, it wouldn't. Yes. No, it wouldn't.
Okay.
I think
if he doesn't want that to happen, Stevie, let's not text your score predictions into 81400 with the word Essex and a friendly message, and then your score predictions start with Arsenal. And don't use the app. Don't do that, because it will upset Scott. Do we want to upset Scott?
No.
So don't text him with your scores to the radio station.
I'm looking forward to when you play a song, he's going to bounce out of his studio and go around shouting and screaming at everybody.
Producer Tom has got his hand up.
What if they gave us a call on 01702 45 56?
I think it would be as bad as texting and WhatsApping and all
texting
the
on 81400, starting it with Essex.
Essex and then I'd go Arsenal first if you're just doing 2-1. But I'll make sure the 2's Arsenal and 1's the other team. I don't want any of those tonight. Christine says, hey, Chris, Scott, if Arsenal lose tonight, as a huge supporter, I will be devastated. So will my son and my little grandson. So come on, the Arsenal, you can do it.
She's said that loudly, I think. Come on, Arsenal.
And enjoy the game, Scott, because it looks like you're going to enjoy it tonight. Sit back, nice and relaxed.
Poor Kerry.
Everyone in Essex thought that as you said it. Poor Kerry.
Oh, because the thing is, if we lose, I'm not worth talking to.
Nope.
At least it wasn't on Valentine's Day.
Jody's coming in with 3-2.
Chris has ignored that, because that's what he watched the football on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I did. But it wasn't a...
Hang on. Who's Robin? Robin, we want you to listen to Heart.
3, 2, 1, go.
Now, the
Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Right, 5:07, Big Drive Home. It's Chris and Scott. Thanks for having us on. Here's Miley Cyrus and Flowers.
Radio Essex.
It's Radio Essex, Ed Sheeran, Celestial. Before that, Miley Cyrus and Flowers, which is the song that's kind of a reply to Bruno Mars's song, which was called something to do with I Should Have Bought You Flowers.
It's like a breakup. You flowers.
And the relevance to that is it was Miley Cyrus and her ex's wedding song.
It was.
Why?
Why?
Yeah, the Bruno Mars song is about somebody leaving you. I should have bought you flowers. I should have done this. I should have done that. It's not a wedding song, is it?
No,
mean, it literally marked the beginning of the end of their relationship.
No, I don't know. It wasn't their wedding song. Wasn't it played at...
It was their first dance.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's a really weird first dance.
Well, it worked out perfectly, didn't it?
Yeah. it was all written in the stars already. The people of Telford in Shropshire...
Oh, is this a story?
Yeah. Almost had a very different Easter this year. 200,000 Cadbury's cream eggs were stolen.
Oh. It's a lot of chocolate.
Police were called to an industrial estate in Stratford Park when it was discovered that a huge chunk of chocolate treats had gone missing. Overall, the bandit was estimated to have stolen a whopping £40,000 worth of Cadbury's cream eggs. How do you eat yours? Eventually, the West Mercia police found the culprit. Wasn't difficult to spot.
He was huge. They had to cut him out of his house.
The West Mercia police found the culprit after stopping a vehicle driving down the M42 motorway at about 7 miles an hour. This car wasn't going anywhere. It was like him in it and 100,000 eggs that he hadn't eaten still just in the back of the car. Still all these eggs rattling around everywhere in the car. The driver was a 32-year-old man. In a statement from police, they said West Mercia Police has helped save Easter from cream egg fans after almost 200... I don't think I'd want one now. Was it in the back of his car? I'm not interested. I don't want one. They're spoiled.
Do you know what? I don't want to be horrible, but I don't like them.
Don't you like Cadbury's cream eggs?
No, I don't. I don't. How do you eat yours? I don't. They're not nice.
Oh, I love
them. In my opinion.
Oh, I love them. They found 200,000 Cadbury's cream eggs in the back of his car. I don't even know if you can get 200,000 Cadbury's cream eggs in a car and then drive it down the motorway.
You must be able to, Chris.
That's crazy.
How many could you get in the car?
Well, you must get a box. How many in a box? Are you Googling this? You're not Googling how many Cadbury's cream eggs can you get in a car, are you?
Maybe.
Well, obviously, 200,000.
While we wait, Chris, I've got a question for you.
Go on.
How do you eat yours?
I think quite normally. I think I bite the top bit. You know the bit of the egg when you do a boiled egg that you slice off with a teaspoon? Yeah. I take that bit out first. I might have a little lick around. I might do.
That's what you do, isn't
it? Yeah, I might have a little lick around.
Do you know what?
In fact, sometimes I do. I try and get it all out, so then I've just left with a chocolate shell.
Stop it. Seriously, worst question I've ever asked on the radio. Watching you eat an egg would be horrific.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
You got any answers for us, Tom?
I found out how many would fit in a van.
Yeah, go for it.
651,731,000.
Well, he should have got a van, shouldn't he?
Well, no, but that does prove if you can get that many in a van, you could definitely get 200,000 in a car.
What was he planning on doing with 200,000 Cadbury's cream eggs? I mean,
selling them for Easter.
What, out of the back of his van on a motorway? Who's going, oh, mate, you got any Cadbury's cream eggs? Yeah, how many do you want? It gives four. Who's doing that?
No.
Who's buying their Cadbury's cream eggs off a bloke on the M42 out of the back of his Datsun? Why would you do that?
Well, if I'm guessing that...
Just go to the shop.
He's going to do them cheaper, isn't he?
But who's going to say that to you? When you're in the co-op and you go, a Weetabix, pint of milk and a Cadbury's cream egg, please. And somebody nudges. Geese. Yeah. Don't buy that Cadbury's cream egg there. There's a geezer on the M42 selling them out back of that. Is he doing milk and Weetabix? He's not, but buy them here, pop over down to the M42, Junction 17, just next to the Happy Eater, right?
Happy
ask,
Eater.
Ask for Dave.
Dave, going yeah.
For Dave. Okay, it's going to be Dave. Ask for Dave. He'll sort you out. He's got a couple of cream eggs.
He's doing it.
Buy two, get one free. Why would he do it? Where's the market? Rolexes, I understand. Cadbury's cream eggs? Have you ever had the people at the service station come up to you and go, mate, you're looking for a watch? It used to happen loads. And you go, no, I'm all right, mate. But they used to drive around. They used to,
yeah.
I'm a salesman, I've got a couple spare that will blow. Who's doing that with Cadbury's cream eggs?
This guy.
What, mate, do you want to buy a Cadbury's cream egg? Sorry, what? Do you want to buy a Cadbury's cream egg? How much? 10p cheaper than the shops? I'm all right, mate. Cheers. Happy Easter.
Because they're not very expensive, are they?
Not really. Not enough to make a markup from the M42, I wouldn't have thought. Anyway, it's been caught now, so it's not going to happen. They'll be sold in the shops as normal. Good information, though.
It is. I mean, it's... I don't know if you had to tease it, but it's good.
A to Z music coming up. Jake first, golden hour, 20 past five. Big drive home. We're on till 6. Then Jojo on the radio tonight from 6. He has Cadbury's cream eggs to give away. So you don't want to buy any eggs?
Golden!
What? You don't want to buy any eggs? I've got a whole box of them.
Are you selling them now?
No. we were talking about Cadbury's cream eggs. Rude man finished singing. Finish the song, I'm done now.
Chris, like,
hang on a minute.
Chris had his feet up on the desk.
I was drinking tea. Tracy said, absolutely dying at your cream egg conversation. Funniest drive home ever. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Tracy.
Cheers, Tracy. Do you want to buy any cream eggs?
Well, we know a man, right? He's got some.
Jojo.
Right, A to Z of music's coming up in... Is that now?
No.
That's coming up. Tom Hanks' famous box of chocolates from Forrest Gump, currently for sale.
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are. I think cheap.
£1 million.
No. No, but it's the actual chocolates from Life's Like Another, you know, that thing.
Can you do an impression of that?
I'm going to do it and I'm going to go, no.
Go on.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
It's not bad.
I sound like Sean from Five from Leeds.
No, you don't.
Life is like a box of chocolates. No, I can't do it.
Can you do it, Tom?
Life is like a box of chocolates.
I can, a little bit.
Go on.
It's like a box of chocolates. Never know what gonna get.
I think you should end the show like this tonight, by the way.
What, me?
No. Wednesday's like a box of chocolates. Completed it, mate, in the style of Tom Hanks. Everyone up for that?
Yes. You turn a day and you got legs.
It's the facial expression.
That's the best bit of it. Lieutenant Dane, you've got legs.
Yeah, let's do Tom Hanks impersonation. Forrest Gump impersonations ending the show tonight. You can either say Life is Like a Wednesday, completely, mate.
Yep.
So in fact, do that. Life is Like a Wednesday, completely, mate. Tom, can you do it?
Oh, no. I really can't. That was like you tried, and then he was like, no.
He went and he heard what he was just about to do, and he went, no, I can't do it.
Couldn't Kermit the Frog say that? Life's like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get.
Life's like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get.
Brilliant. Good. That would have been a better casting, I
think. Tom Hanks famously has the box of chocolates. So, this box of chocolates from Forrest Gump,
yeah,
hugely significant in the movie world.
Yeah, well, it's probably one of the most famous quotes, I'd say.
How much did Blobby sell for? The Blobby outfit?
£65,000.
How much is the box of chocolates off of Forrest Gump being sold for at auction in US dollars? So actually, I can give you pounds or dollars. Go for pounds.
I mean, I'm going to say it's got to be more than... Oh, I mean, 100,000?
100,000 you're going for. Producer Tom, do you know the answer?
Yeah, I know the answer.
The answer is £20,500.
That's unbelievable. Is it a box of cream eggs?
No. I'd imagine the chocolates aren't there anymore, but the box, the actual
box... That's very cheap.
The box of chocolates from Forrest Gump being sold for £20,500. The box, which is signed by Tom Hanks...
What?
...is marked at weighing 23 ounces. Though the prop was filled with just 4 ounces of sand, so it won't contain actual chocolate... they did that so it wouldn't fall off the actor's lap when he was filming the film in 1994. So it's basically a box of chocolate. It was the box. And when you're watching the film, you go, I've got that box of chocolate. It's here, look, in the conservatory. And it's there. £20,500.
I would actually say that's cheap.
It's a bargain. I know a bloke, though, on the M42. Okay, 18 grand, I'll get you that easily. Radio Essex, Taylor Swift and Anti-Hero, 534. Ayla says, hey guys, any idea why I'm queuing 127 away from Southend? I'm going to guess you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah, that would be my guess as well.
What are you going for?
I think so as well.
We are guessing the answer to your question, any idea why I'm queuing on the 127 away from Southend? The answer is you're stuck in traffic.
Yeah, that would be the...
You're sticking with that.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with that. I don't think I'm going to change my mind that you are stuck in some sort of traffic.
Traffic jam.
It's a jam of traffic.
Yeah. Any reason why there's a jam on the A127 heading out of the South End area on your special map there, producer Tom?
I can't find anything, but there is issues on the A13 in South Benfleet at Saddler's Farm roundabout.
So you're a different road. You're going to...
Yeah.
So
the reason you're queuing away from South End is because there's problems on a different road in Benfleet.
Yes, that'll be... That's cleared that up for you.
The other day, they were doing some kind of roadworks under the Rayleigh Weir. No, past the Rayleigh Weir.
So now you're talking about something that...
No. Day. But it was queuing from the 127 away from South End. So it was queuing at Progress Road Progress Road traffic lights. And it queued from there all the way to where the old Texaco garage was on the bend, which is now BP garage, just between Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen. It was queuing today, so I don't know if they've brought back the... Maybe they're doing some more roadworks, because it took me 1 hour and 10 minutes to get home the other night to Wickford.
The other day, about a week ago, I was on the M25, nowhere near Essex.
That's probably what this is.
There was a traffic jam there.
Yeah.
So, I thought we were just doing traffic jams that aren't there anymore.
Maybe there's... Dave's there in his Datsun 7 just by the 127.
Clogging up the road.
Clogging up the road.
Move out of the way, Dave.
Ayla, we have a travel update coming up for you soon. In fact, in about 5 minutes.
You wrote crushed it.
Thanks. Oh, yeah, there you go. Travel live and immediate travel.
The A to Z of music.
A to Z of music is on. It's Wednesday, which means...
Wednesday. Grooves.
Groups for Wednesday. We're looking for the best group beginning with A. Get in touch with us and let us know who you think the best group beginning with A is on the A to Z of music. Easy to get in touch. 01400, put the word Essex and your favourite group beginning with A, and you can get us on the app as well, and you can get us on the phone if you want to call us up as well. Really easy to do that, and then we will choose two of your so the most requested two groups.
Yes,
we will go through to a battle on tonight's A to Z of music. It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's Radio Essex, Tom Grennan, and here it's 20 to 6 on the big drive home. So we have the most requested bands beginning with A. Natalie and Whittam going for Alien Ant Farm, also Another Level. Deb's going for ABBA. I thought ABBA would get a lot more.
No, I did.
Didn't get as much as I thought it would. A1's in there. Aretha going 4 for 1 and Ace of Base and one of the correct ones, or not correct ones, but one of the winning ones. Holly says, I'm on the A127 approaching the Rayleigh Weir. Just general 5 p.m. traffic and a picture of brake lights. So if you're on the A127, we think Tom might have a point. It could be people avoiding the A13 problems and hitting the 127 instead, causing us A127 folk a little bit of a nightmare.
Well done,
Tom. Use your own road.
Yeah.
Stay on the A13. If you're an A13er, stay on the A13.
I'm an A13.
Just leave us 127 guys alone and girls.
Yeah.
I think because the 127's our road.
Yeah, I mean, I don't go on the A13.
You shouldn't really be mixing roads, should you?
A13, mate.
Stick on the A13. If you're A13, it's like a football team. If you're A13, stick with the A13. Don't be coming over to the 127.
Yeah, massive.
We got the halfway roundabout and everything.
Oh, we've got a lot. A13 got a lot.
What have you got on the A13 that we haven't got on the A127? Come on, tell me one thing. On the A13, you got a hill made of bread and cheese. Right. What? We've got a halfway roundabout. It's not even a real roundabout. And it's got McDonald's on it.
It's a good pub. It's a good pub, the bread and cheese.
It's a good pub. There are good pubs on there. We've got the Derby Digger, mate. We've got Dick Turpin.
Yeah, on the wrong side of the road.
Well, it's only on the wrong side of the road if you happen to be going that way. If you go the other way, Dick Turpin's your best friend.
We've got loads more going. We've got more potholes. Fact.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay. We've got, around the halfway roundabout, petrol station. If you miss the junction, another petrol station next door.
Different.
Two in a row.
Yeah, different
Two
brand.
In a row.
Different
Two
brand.
In a row. We could do more A127, A13 things, but we won't.
No.
We'll do the A to Z of music, because that seems like Tom's looking at us like we're mental.
Groups.
Okay, best groups, beginning with A. We have two songs.
Of course.
And we have two artists. The first artist which I'm so glad came in. I mean, by far the most requested is
Arctic Monkeys. Looking for...
Played a gig years ago before they were famous at Chinnery's in Southend. It went off. I wasn't, I was next door in the arcades. But, so, Arctic Monkeys or Aerosmith.
Good. I love this song.
So it's easy. You choose which one you want to hear before six and which one you want to go through to tomorrow's final on the best... person, beginning with A. Best group, best artist, best rap DJ. All of the ones we've done this week. We find the ultimate A tomorrow for the Age Center Music. So get your votes in now. Do you want to hear Aerosmith at the end of the show? Put Aerosmith. If you want to hear Arctic Monkeys, put Monkeys. Send your text in now. Grab us on the app as well. Arctic Monkeys or Aerosmith, you decide.
Because girls is players too.
So cool.
Coil Ray, girls is players too. It's 10 to 6. It's the Big Drive Home. It's Radio Essex. Jojo on the radio coming up from 6 tonight. How you doing, Joe? Do you want to buy a Cadbury Scream Egg?
You know when we do links like that, what we just done, singing up, Tom puts his hand over his face. He doesn't know
what... I didn't even see you.
I feel like doing the, what's your button there? What is this, Dream Radio? I feel like coming in doing that.
What even is it? Is this Dream Radio?
Anyway, what's happening on your show tonight from 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock? It's a long show.
That is a long
show. 4 hours.
Yeah, I know. It's big, isn't it?
You must have paid a lot for that.
I would listen tonight. There's a load of new stuff on Fortnite.
Is there?
You're telling me
you are going to miss Keegan the Crow?
Oh, no, I'm going to listen
into
that bit.
The studio.
That rhymes. That's really clever.
It's like Keegan the Crow on
Keegan
the radio.
Keegan the Crow on the show.
With Jojo on the radio and Keegan the Crow on the radio. On the show with Jojo.
Oh, I think he's just cancelled. He's just heard that link and he's
He's on the A1, he's stuck in traffic on the A127. And he's
along
just,
with everybody.
Yeah, just heard that.
So Keegan the Crow, who's a massive superstar, why is he coming in on your show at 8 o'clock tonight?
Because we're going to have fun. Obviously.
Jojo, he's a big deal with the radio.
No, I know.
He's been doing it for about 3.5 minutes. And he gets all of the pop stars.
Because he's got all the hits.
He's got all the hits.
All the hits. So, Joe, you've got 6 o'clock till 7. It's just the warm-up hour. Then 7 o'clock's when the show really starts. Hot 7 at 7. Yeah.
I do your final hour, basically. Yeah, I start.
Take the gloves off, Joe.
I do all the travel and all that,
You're basically doing the drive time. Mention the travel, that's what people are
interested in. Call that bit the smaller drive home. Or the last bit of the big drive home or something.
The bigger drive home.
No. No, it's already been taken.
There's already one of those.
That's a station in Colchester that did.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And then 6 or 7, there's all that. And then 7 is hot, 7 to 7, 7 most requested tracks of the day.
Yep.
You can vote for on the website, that's correct.
Yep.
Okay. RadioEssex.com. Then you can get 8 o'clock, Keegan the Crow just doing an hour with you. Just you and a random
just
pop star.
Co-hosting the show, it's going to be great.
Radio presenter with a pop star.
Yep.
It might work, who knows?
I doubt it.
If you've got a radio presenter and a pop star to do a show together.
Tried and tested, eh?
It won't work.
I can't see it working. It sounds horrific.
No, it's...
They'd start talking all sorts of rubbish.
Oh, I mean, if he turns
cream
up...
Cream eggs in that.
If he turns up in an Arsenal top, I might have to send
Scott's
him back away.
Wearing his full Arsenal kit.
Scott's got the shorts on underneath the jeans.
He's got shinnies on. He's waiting to get picked. So that's... then you've got the Arsenal Man City live commentary.
Yeah.
Could you do me a favour?
What?
Could you ring Scott up at half time on the radio?
If you're going, how's it going, mate?
Yeah.
I won't, mate, I will not. depending on what's happening at half time, I might answer.
Quarter past eight. Send a voice note in.
Yeah.
Are we talking to Keegan the Crow?
It's another pop star. What's another pop star between friends?
No, he's got a bigger pop star in. He'll be like, he's out pop starred me.
At 9 o'clock, it's 9 o'clock. Then it's the love show from 11 called Essex Chilled. Not really a love show, is it? It's a chilled show.
Yeah.
Essex Chilled. That's it from us. We got one more song to play. And we were looking at the A set of music for groups as we look for the ultimate A. Today, we had Aerosmith taken on the Arctic Monkeys. It was won by Aerosmith. They go forward to battle tomorrow with our winners, which was Alanis Morissette and what was the first one? Avicii Levels.
Avicii.
They go through to play tomorrow in the final for A. Okay, we're done. See you tomorrow. Good luck tonight, Scott, at the football.
Come on, you gooners!
Life is like a Wednesday. Completed it, mate.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.